Pledge of the week, the classroom pledge of the week is Ms. Collins' 3-4 combo at Adams Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Walmart shoppers warned about a smelly cheese odor in aisle 2.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, let's roll back time. Let's jump in the old Jane Kevin time machine. Roll this baby back and take a look at what you were doing when you were 15 years old. 15 years old. Oh, man, Steve, it's going to be easier for you to remember than Jay and I.
No, it's like
it wasn't that long ago.
4 years ago for Steve.
It's 2 days ago.
Yeah.
15?
Jay, do you remember what you were doing at 15, Jay?
15.
At all?
Let's see. Would have probably been working at the golf course, I think. Caddying at the golf course. Riding.
A caddy or just picking up balls?
No, I just caddied, but I rode my bike to the golf course, caddied, and then when I saved enough, when I turned 16 to get a car, then I started working at A&W because I wanted the free corn dogs.
Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a very good move. So you were working at a golf course. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, caddy, that's not a bad job.
I mean, no, you carried. We didn't, you know, not like these punk kids today who caddy when, you know, you're just running along aside a cart.
I was working on the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Worked on the farm.
Ooh, in the summers, I forgot I planted lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
I also planted. Yeah, it was a short window, and we did a little bit in the greenhouse and then some outside. So
I'm sure as a 15-year-old boy, I was also dreaming of my, you know, professional sports career that I would have.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
I would imagine football at that point, Kevin, or what were we dreaming of?
Yeah, you know, at 15, it may have been basketball.
Okay, yeah.
It may have been basketball because I was fresh off a Northwest basketball camp.
Oh, man. Let's go.
That was the summer I spent the entire time working on ball handling and jump rope.
Yep.
It's pretty excited about it. I did love basketball the most. I just wasn't as good at it as football.
Sure.
So things changed later. Steve, what were you doing when you were 15?
I believe I was umpiring Little League Baseball at 15.
What?
That seems the most out of character thing I've ever heard you say.
Why?
Well, you have to make decisions.
Yeah, I wasn't great at it.
I mean, they throw a pitch and then you just hear this.
It was sort of, it could have been a strike, but.
What do you want it to be?
Yeah.
All right. You're out of here, both of you.
Let's take turns. Ooh. You know what? The first one will be for you guys and the next one will be for the other guys.
Yeah.
Steve, what was your strike call? Like, let's hear it.
Strike?
Really? That was it, huh?
You like that?
Yep.
Was that your? What was your strike three? Like you're out.
Yeah, let's go. Stand up and really let us have it. Stand up. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, all the motion. Here he goes. He's up, Kevin. Here we go. Got to move the chair.
Yeah,
don't hit anything with the arm motion
and
the pitch and.
He has like the emotions.
Yeah, he has the saw, the you know, like the saw bone.
Yeah, and we had like those giant pads that would like cover your. Well, for me, it would cover my whole body.
Chest protector, right?
Yeah,
yeah, the kind you had to hold back in the day, not the kind that are you know, under the shirt.
Right, right. And then I had a little clicker.
Oh, of course, yeah.
To keep the 6 balls and 3 strikes.
Oh boy,
it was 6 Little balls. League, man.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
they got 6 balls.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Everybody go to Juice Box. That's what's, you know, softening up the country.
Well, I wanted to give a shout
84
out.
84 chances
to
at it.
A 15-year-old that's doing better things than we were doing.
Okay.
15-year-old Miles Russell. Have you heard the name?
I don't think so.
He's scheduled to become one of the youngest people to ever to compete in the PGA Tour event.
Oh, wow.
After being invited to play at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, He's from Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Just wrapped up his freshman year in high school. He now surpassed Tiger Woods as the youngest person to be named Player of the Year by the American Amateur Golf Association after winning the Junior PGA, and he will get to play on a PGA Tour event this weekend. June 27th. At 15 years
old. That's crazy, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's more... Is it more or less impressive than someone who, like, graduates med school at 15?
Sports are cooler than brain power.
I mean, it's
more impressive?
So,
no, but cooler? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I mean, okay, they're both equally impressive. Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, which one is more impressive? But golf's real hard, guys.
Man, especially at 15. Boy, he does look he looks so young. What's he weigh, like 100 pounds?
He's a little dude.
Yeah, he can swing it. Lefty.
Oh.
Look at him go.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's see. We'll see if he turns into a big name. Miles Russell.
I love it. Thank you for the heads up on that, Kevin. I'll be watching.
That's what he was doing when he was 15.
He's a two first namer.
Oh, I was playing on the PGA Tour.
Right. Jeez.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Even when we break up 2 years later, I'm still going to be saying your name on the air.
Huh.
So it's part of the deal.
Kevin James.
If you want all this, you get all that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hit it.
Thank you, Jay. I will hit it. I got married last fall. We lived in an apartment, but recently we bought our first home. It's great being homeowners and we're exciting to build our lives together. Can't read. And if I would just read the words, let me read them. It's great being homeowners and exciting to build our lives together. Why do I always have to put extra stuff
in? I don't know.
There?
I don't know.
Like, I just try to talk.
You get bored with your own.
Why do I talk? Why don't I just read it? However, there is something my husband does that I feel isn't totally fair.
Okay.
He says he's in charge of all outdoor duties, mm-hmm. and I'm in charge of all indoor duties. Of course, we have a lot of yard work to do right now, so he's very busy. But overall, I feel like this is a lopsided deal. Between laundry, dishes, vacuuming, dusting, etc., it just seems like I have a lot of stuff to do every day, all the time, and he doesn't have as much to do. I brought it up, and he said, I think it's totally fair. He thinks most couples do it this way as well. I don't want to sound like some nagging wife, but is this true? Do most people split the duties like this? And it's just something I need to accept. Or is he completely wrong? She did not say that. I added that.
See, there you go again. Yeah. There you go.
You even cost yourself a cough on that one.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the poll, by the way, too. Do most couples have assigned chores? Just to see what, you know, comes up off of our Twitter poll.
Assigned? I mean, I get maybe like there's certain things that you do, right? More like the assigned thing, Jay?
Like you're like,
but
oh.
Man, where it's just split like me outdoor, you indoor.
Like a caveman, is that what you're saying?
it seems a little, I don't know. It would never work in my life, let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, if there's something to be done, just, you know, pitch in and do it. I feel like that's the easiest way to do that. Like,
that's what Caitlin says.
What are you supposed to do? Just go sit, you're going to go sit on the couch and watch your new wife just, you know, she's got, maybe she worked late and, you know, there's a bunch of stuff needs to be done in the house. You're going to just sit there and watch her do it while you're watching TV?
That's
well,
right.
I already mowed.
I worked outside.
Oh, man. Yeah. There's,
yeah, I don't.
I mean,
Caitlin
enjoy
says,
enjoy your short marriage.
My husband does what needs to be done, and I do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Sometimes I take on more. Sometimes he does.
Sure. That's.
It seems... I would say that if you are feeling dismissed and unheard, it will only get worse as you move forward. It's important for you guys to both talk about this and get it figured out right now. She's right about that.
Yeah.
Cheryl says, welcome to the wifey world. You're lucky he's doing things outside at least. Sounds like Cheryl does all the housework.
Mm.
Kelly says, okay, well, are you willing to help with the outside and do half the work there? it needs to be a Bentley, you know. She's saying if you want his help inside, then you're going to have to go help outside.
Man, I just don't get the scoreboard scenario.
Which I think a lot of people like to do that. And this
scoreboard?
No, no, no.
Oh, I like to do that.
Russ and Deb, they have a Facebook page together, so you could imagine what their answer is. We do the inside and outside together.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that's the same thing we do. It's like, oh, hey, if there's a lot of one or the other, right. Or, you know, then we just, whatever needs to be done, you just kind of pitch in and do it.
Angel says, nope, doesn't work, but we work together on all chores.
Yeah.
So it is a preference, though. There are a lot of people who say they do have the setup where it's he does the outside stuff, she does the inside stuff, but it works for them. And I think that's the key, right, is if it works for you, so be it.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, I think there are people who maybe a majority of certain chores are done by a certain person. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, if it still needs some help, then you help. I feel like that's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, and I think most importantly is, does it work for you? Like,
well, obviously not in this case.
it doesn't. That's exactly why it's important.
That's why she needs
it.
Yeah. Keep it's nagging until you figure it out.
She's like, I don't want to be the nagging wife. I get that. You're not even a year married.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, this isn't going to work for me.
Yeah, for sure. You figure it out. Again, it's like, you know, do it together. It'll get done faster. Then you can do something else together.
Yeah, this sounds like a couple that, you know, they don't share a bank account. They don't share their phone passcodes.
Why are you jumping to those conclusions?
I mean, I have that feeling.
They run. They're more independent with their own lives.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Maybe, Steve, that is possible. That is certainly possible.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with those things, but.
Sure there is.
What's wrong with
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fishing and golfing, same scenario for me. It's like people will say, oh, you have the perfect schedule to go golfing. You could probably golf every day. I'm like, well, probably, I guess.
Kevin James.
I'm like, I'm not just going to go solo and just, you know, be a rando and jump in on someone's group. I don't enjoy that.
You don't love golf that much.
I don't love anything that much. Mainly people.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You know, Amanda, she qualified for the Free Fuel Friday about 30 minutes ago. And just before 8 o'clock, we're going to qualify somebody else for the Free Fuel Friday. $500 worth of free fuel. We'll draw that on Friday, and you can qualify in about 30 minutes. Also, don't forget the apps there for you to use. Kevin, who you think more people use, an app or a smart speaker to listen to the shoe?
Oh, app. I think so.
I would have guessed that, too. It's actually the other way around. Actually, more people listen to smart speakers than listen to the apps for our station anyway. I was unaware, but I'm aware now, and you can do either one. It's all free, and all you got to do is just...
But it just means you're listening at home, I feel like, which is very weird. I would be surprised. Yeah, that this seems kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, you don't have a smart speaker in your car.
No.
Or
might have it at work.
Probably, maybe at work, I guess.
Might have it at work, yeah. So.
See, I was thinking you wouldn't, but yeah, you could, I guess.
Sure. So either way, that's how you can take us with you. Little entertainment news now brought to you by AMCO, AMCO. I did see, you know, Thomas Rhett has a half-brother who's 19 years old. And they were going to hang out on the beach together. And, you know, what's Thomas Rhett? 34, 35 probably?
I think that's about right.
And you have a 19-year-old. So it's, you know, it's quite a gap there in age. And Thomas Rhett, they were walking to the beach where the family was having a get together. And his 19-year-old half brother is carrying down this little boombox and he's listening to Thomas Rhett's music.
Yeah.
And according to Thomas Rhett, that never happens. Like, he never listens to his half brother's music. So, of course, he gets his phone out and starts recording him. And while halfway down the beach, the kid kind of gets the feeling like something's happening behind him.
Yeah.
And turns around and says, and he's like, what are you doing? And Thomas Rhett's like, what are you doing? You're listening to my song.
Right. You never listen to my music.
Thomas Rhett's new song. What are you doing? He's just, and his brother is so like disgusted with the fact that he realizes Thomas is videoing him, like, bro. He just starts laughing. He's like, man, you're listening to my song? You're listening to my music? That's rare. I mean, even at that age and with that amount of fame, it's still, you're still just brothers.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not that impressed. Yeah. But you know what? He was thinking, well, we're going to the beach. I might as well make it very well known that I am with Thomas Rhett.
It was a private beach, unfortunately, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. All right, Kevin, what do you have for us?
Are you ready for another reboot?
Of?
This time around, American Gladiators.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's go.
It's back, baby. You know, it tried to come back in 2008.
Okay.
And that was, Hulk Hogan. I was like, who was it that hosted that one? It was Hulk Hogan.
You remember little Hulkamaniacs,
him?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan did it along with Layla Ali.
Okay, yeah.
They were the ones behind that. But it didn't last very long. It ran two seasons, and that was it. But they are bringing it back again on Amazon Prime.
If you can get it on a stream, that'll work.
One of the first reality competition series.
Was it in the 80s?
I think that's when it did start, Jay.
See.
Amateur athletes against each other.
Right.
As they compete against the gladiators, in case you don't remember it. Steve, do you know that show at all?
Yeah, I think I did watch maybe an episode or two.
1989 to 1996.
Yeah, it was peak right time for me. I mean, I remember watching a lot of American Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
Gladiators were fun. It doesn't say who will be, you know, hosting the show or doing any of that, but does this just have John Cena written all over it?
It could, yeah.
I was going to say that or Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Jason Momoa. I haven't seen him do like a TV show like that, but yeah, that would be... That'd be something.
Yeah, that the show's built for that stuff. It's just like the, you know, American Ninja Warrior kind of style. You know, be a great summertime, you know, TV series.
Yeah,
I could see it. And the fact that it's streaming, I think it'd probably work.
And it is fun having the gladiators trying to ruin the day of the average people who are out there trying to compete.
Right. Yeah, and they did many times. Yeah.
Just ruined the day.
Thunder got me.
Right. Ice. Oh, man. Ice got me again. I wish Gemini wouldn't have broken my arm or doggone Laser.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I will check it out, American Gladiators, when it gets back on.
I love it.
I'm in on the reboot.
Steve, what do you have?
Yeah. Well, I thought this was interesting. I don't know if this was, I think it's a preview. Apparently, on the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner was meeting Jerry, the bachelor. You remember him?
Oh, the senior bachelor.
He's single again.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess before the show had the season finale, Kendall met Gary and saw his phone and saw in his phone the winner's details. So Teresa's like information and stuff.
Oh.
And this was before the finale of The Golden Bachelor took place. So she wasn't supposed to know that he had her information, so she could have spoiled the show.
How does Kendall Jenner see the Golden Bachelor's phone? That's the weirdest.
I don't know. Apparently, he was invited over to the house or something.
And she kept her mouth shut though. She didn't reveal it.
That's the surprising thing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be that person, do you?
I would, if I had to pick, but I would. Yeah.
Kardashian. Or, you know, Jenner, whatever.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying. The Kardashian family.
Right.
If I had to pick which one to give a secret to, she's number one for me.
Kendall would be number one?
Kendall would be number one, I think.
Well, how does the rest of the rankings go?
I believe Kylie number two. Kylie seems like she has the ability just to shut down and be quiet.
Okay.
Number three would be Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Number four would
Kendall,
be
Kylie, Courtney,
Kim.
And then Chloe.
And Chloe would be last. Yeah, Chloe. I feel like Chloe is going to tell people.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, the worms probably don't think it's great. Don't they have to come out of the ground to keep from drowning? Isn't that how that works? Or does that make that up?
Yeah, but I feel like they like to come out.
Kevin James.
I don't know if that's true.
They
or
like
not.
To come out and get eaten by Robin?
Well, I always thought worms looked happy when they were out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know what that means. We'll qualify you for $500 worth of free fuel coming up in just a few minutes here. But, Kevin, let's talk about your mom. What did you want to know? What was the question?
I don't know how this even came about yesterday or got, you know, decided we would be doing it on the show today, but I'm all for it.
You're very passionate.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to see your mom dance and you were excited about it.
Over the weekend, my mom was at a party that I, a wedding, not a party.
Well, I mean, it was reception. A party too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I saw her get out there and dance a little bit. And I was like, you know, I don't.
What kind of dancing are we talking about?
Well, she was kind of moving her arms pretty good.
Okay.
Got a little rhythm with the body.
So,
but not a lot of feet movement.
Okay.
Kind of the way I dance, actually.
So, what is that
great.
Characterized as modern, you would say? Or how do you
I mean, just regular
that?
Dance.
Well,
I mean, freestyle.
I mean, there's a
dancing.
Lot of different dances. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I mean, what do you want me to say? She's doing the Roger Rabbit.
She
or
wasn't
something?
Line dancing. She
no.
wasn't. She wasn't slow dancing. She wasn't.
No, slow dancing doesn't
waltzing,
count.
She wasn't polkaing. She wasn't square dancing. I mean, there's a lot of dancing.
It's easy to see, you know, your parents probably slow dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like that happens more commonly.
Yeah, whether
it
might
But it was the first time I'd ever seen my mom dance.
Wow,
and I thought,
okay.
Or at least that I remember, you know?
Yeah. Yeah
so
yeah.
You've seen her slow dance, but not other dance.
Settle down, Steve.
I'm just clarifying.
I don't know that I've even seen her slow dance. I'm sure I did back
okay,
in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah,
but,
maybe, yeah.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were very excited about my mom slow dancing. And then I started thinking, have most people seen their mother dance? And I don't mean the slow dance. I don't mean the... Have you seen your mom get out there and put on the move?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Boy, have I seen my mom do that? I mean, a lot of dancing, you know, partner dancing.
Right.
But not, I don't think dancing by herself.
Just mom by herself,
no.
Freestyle dancing.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I have.
A
ton of partner dancing, Kevin. Like, I mean, they did all the square dancing.
Absolutely.
And they were like really good dancers and swing dancing and all the rest. But yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen them, as you said, move their arms and what did you say, boogie or whatever was it?
I mean, she was moving her body to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Boogie sounds right.
So the seven calls says it all question is?
Have you seen your mom dance?
Seven calls says it all.
And again, we're eliminating the slow dance with a partner.
Yeah.
We're talking just mom dancing,
going
doing
crazy,
her thing.
Going arms and feet and swinging it and all the rest of that. All right, 509-441-0999.
I guess my mom, if I had to describe her dance, I would call it like the choo-choo. Which is hilarious because we call her Choo Choo Grandma because she lives close to the railroad track and all the little kids always called her Choo Choo Grandma.
I see. I like that.
But kind of her arm was chugging like.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like the Choo Choo. Okay.
Choo Choo Grandma.
Michaela, have you seen your mom dance?
Yes. And I repeated her dance when I was younger. Not the entire family was very happy about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not a great dance, huh?
Not a great dance, and I didn't know. I was too young.
Yeah, you got to be careful, right?
Easy.
Okay, one for yes. All right, thank you, Michaela. Appreciate that. Jade, Kevin Show, hello.
Hello, are you just Coyote Country?
Yeah, have you seen your mom dance?
No, she's 85, so I've not seen her bust
a move. It doesn't sound like you want to. I mean, it seems like you're that ship might have sailed, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Man, one of the guys that was at the wedding this weekend, well, he was the father of the bride.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s. I want to say Dwayne's like 84.
Okay.
My man, he got moves like, unbelievable.
I love that. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi, have you seen your mom dance?
I would say kind of like, with the arm moving, leg moving, not really what I call busting a move or cutting a rug.
But she was on the dance floor during a song, kind of moving around.
I'm going to count it.
Moving
I'll count
body.
It.
I feel like, yeah, I think yeah. we have to count that as a yes,
I That's
think.
A check, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Not busting a move. I think that's a different category. Hello, Coyote Country.
Hi.
Seen your mom dance?
I have. When I was a kid, she used to dance in the house all the time.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, like dancing around the kitchen or
did
whatever.
She pass on the love of dancing to you?
Yes, but not the rhythm.
Well, you can only do so much.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Well, you got to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely need to know.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I like to do this, but I don't right. have the rhythm, Mother.
Jay and Kevin show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Have you seen your mom dance?
Absolutely.
Why does that sound weird when I say it that way? I don't know.
I don't know. It's just a fun question.
It is fun. What kind of dancing, and is she good at it?
Yeah, it depends how many drinks she's had, but yeah.
Oh, there you go. A little encouragement. A little bravery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of people that fall in that category.
I think so.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Is it 4-1? I think it's 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1.
Wow. Jane Kevin Show, hello.
Hello.
Have you seen mom dance?
Well, yeah. Actually, I have a question for you. Have you seen Natural Born Killers, the diner scene where the gal's dancing all weird? That was my mom.
I'm very specific. A movie scene.
Right. Yes.
Everybody who has not seen it is now Googling Natural Born Killers diner scene. Oh, yeah, very good. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. 5-1. There you go. We're going to get a winner on the yeses, Kevin. Quite a substantial margin.
Seeing their mom dance?
Yeah, seeing their mom dance. Hello, Jane Kevin Show.
Yes, I have seen my mom dance.
And how was it?
Oh, great. Actually, my mom and dad used to dance on the roller skating rink at Patterson's.
Oh, wow.
And on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. My mom and dad could dance.
That is the roller skating thing. That adds a next level to it. That's awesome.
They both like to dance.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, well, 6-1.
Yeah. Boy, this Natural Born Killers thing is something else.
Quite the dance scene.